Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Teresa Martin, please?
I do not know Teresa Martin. You have the wrong number.
Okay, that's no problem, sir. We can actually do this survey with anyone in line. Would you have a few minutes to participate on this survey?
Sure.
Okay. All right, then. All right, sir. Does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably vote, or will vote.
Probably vote. Okay, no problem. Okay, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age, sir?
What is my what?
Age.
Oh.
22. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, so regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, strong. All right, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues, you know, and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, that their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10. How important, you know, an issue is for you, you know, to have them focused on. You can use, 10 to be the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. Okay, you can use any number. The first one would be creating more jobs and raising wages. No, not important, somewhat important, or most important, but you can use any number.
9.
Okay, what about reducing crime?
Seven.
Creating more affordable housing.
10.
Okay, lowering taxes.
5.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Funding for drug and substance, you know, abuse programs.
6.5.
Which one? What number?
7.
7. Okay, securing the southern border.
5.
5 and
4.
Tackling
four.
Climate 4. Okay. What about tackling climate change?
10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards, you know, some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one will be Lori Chavez DeRimmer.
Never heard of her.
Okay, Tina Kotek. Tina Kotek. Tina Kotek.
70.
70. Okay, what about Joe Biden?
40.
Janelle Bynum.
I've never heard of her.
Okay, Janelle Bynum, never heard. Okay, Donald Trump. Okay, 20. Kamala Harris.
50.
Democrats in Congress.
50.
J.D. Vance.
0.
And McDonald's.
Who?
McDonald's?
Never heard of them.
McDonald's, I think they're talking about the franchise, you know, food chain, McDonald's.
Oh. 20.
20. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, and, What about you said Tina Kotek? Yeah, have you heard of her? Never heard of her.
Oh. Already answered. I gave her a 70.
70, okay. 70. Alright, thank you. All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent president?
I would vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, and I know it's still on the way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle who?
Janelle Bynum. That's her last name. Bynum.
Janelle
Democrat
Bynum.
Janelle Bynum. Okay. All right. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez, DeRimmer, now, you know, what are the chances that you might support her in for Congress in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just
sure,
a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
No chance at all. All right, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that
disapprove.
Be a strong... It strongly approved, somewhat approved?
I would say slightly disapproved.
Somewhat?
I'm so sorry. That's all I have time for. I'm entering town now, but I appreciate your time. Thanks for letting me answer those questions, and I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Well, sir, we're almost done with this survey. Can you have a couple of minutes just to finish it up?
I do not. I'm sorry. I'm about to get dinner, so this is about to be the end. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Maybe we can call you some other time, so we can finish it up. It's only like, you know, maybe like 2-3 minutes, you know, to go with, but, you know, I can call you back some other time.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.